Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Unfinished World and Other Stories by Amber Sparks. Narrated by Ali An, David Aaron Baker, Jane Kramer, Adam Grouper, and Liz Pierce.
The Janitor in Space. The janitor makes her way through the corridor with purpose, suctioning space dust and human debris from crevices of the space station. She is good at her job. She can push off from the walls in a steady trajectory without even looking. Her eyes are always on the windows and the impossibly bright stars beyond. The astronauts are good but unclean, thinks the space janitor. Like the astronaut who left liquid salt floating in little globs all over the kitchen today. Like the lady astronauts who leave bloody tampons unsecured and spill bits of powder into the air. Like the male astronauts who leave their dirty underwear drifting around their cabin modules, their worn-through tube socks smelling of cheese and old syrup. And the dead skin flakes. So many flakes, she wonders how any skin could be left to wrap all that muscle and bone. Of course, she rarely sees the astronauts, so while she assumes they still have skin, it is possible they have shed their skin entirely, that they have, like strange insects, exchanged their soft outside layers for hard, black, shining exoskeletons instead. She almost never sees anyone except the night watchman, an elderly mute who spends most of the night watching porn in the security office. She never complains about his unsavory habits, though. She wouldn't even know who to complain to. She supposes the astronauts watch porn anyway. Or maybe not. Good people don't watch such things, she remembers from her time on Earth. The janitor knows that being good is not the same as being clean. She, for instance, is very clean, but she is not very good. She is still traveling on her way toward that. She told her pastor that she was coming up here to be closer to God, but really, she just wanted to get away from Earth. She was tired of waiting to be recognized, waiting for someone to hear her name and turn, eyes too big, full of questions and dangerous curiosity. People will think you're prideful wanting to go up in space, her only friend had said. He worked in the state-owned liquor store, where she bought a case of Miller Lite every Tuesday morning after her shift at the hospital ended. She always worked nights. Fewer waking bodies around, less human chaos. She never much liked talking, and after the close crowds of the jail, she liked to be far from the hum and buzz. The space station staff liked her when they interviewed her. She seemed polite and quiet and incurious. That was important. One of the astronauts, a bearded Russian with kind eyes, asked her a question. Will you be lonely in space? She looked at the faint lines scrawled around his eyes and forehead, and she supposed he had a family somewhere, maybe small children. Yes, she said. But I have always been lonely. The astronaut nodded, and she could see he understood. She could see his aquiline profile as he turned to someone off screen, and she knew she would get the job. The astronauts occasionally get up during the night, and then the janitor tries to be a shadow, a gray bird. She ducks out of sight, floats to the ceiling in rooms where they wander, terrified they will appear different during the artificial night of space, sure she too will be different. Sure that starlight will strip away the years, will fall upon a 13-year-old girl alone on a dirt road, a bruise on her face, and the mop clenched painfully in her broken fist. The things, the nightmare things fear could claim you for. The dark hurts in the veins, the heart-deep hurts in the buried parts of the body. The faces that chase her, even now, even in the farthest fields of space where nothing grows, nothing whispers, nothing lives or dies, but the first things that ever got made in the universe. She isn't sure whether she believes in God or not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?